This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, after a bitter election, how do we overcome deeply personal political divides?
You think Trump is a divider?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's a big promoter of hatred in my eyes.
See, and I don't feel that way at all.
We spend time with one grandmother and granddaughter as they talk through their differences. They also share advice on how to weather the holiday season with family members who have totally different views.
It's not worth dividing a family or ruining a relationship just because we don't agree on something in politics.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
And now the final installment of our series exploring Mexico's vibrant arts and culture scene. Jeffrey Brown spoke to chef Gabriela Camara, who sees the country's cuisine as a powerful force in Mexico and beyond. She was recently named to Time Magazine's list of this year's 100 most influential people. This story was shot before the pandemic as part of our ongoing coverage of arts and culture, Canvas.
Take it with your hand because it usually breaks. It's brittle. Okay. It's a tostada. It's a fried tortilla.
Lunchtime in Mexico City. Time for a taste of a signature dish of the restaurant Contramar, the raw tuna tostada. Chef and owner Gabriela Camara started Contramar 22 years ago here in Mexico City's Roma district. Very far from the coast, but with a simple idea based on her memories of time at the beach.
It's Mexican, usually food that you would associate with informal eating in Mexico, mm-hmm. either in markets or on a beachside palapa, which Contramar tried to recreate. That was our intention.
That was the original idea.
Yep.
And that meant everything fresh, as we saw in the kitchen prep before opening. The tuna loin being cut for those famous tostadas. Oysters also just in from the coast. Various other fish and shrimp. Avocados and mushrooms, and of course, the salsas and limes. All of it sourced through regular suppliers, many of them local, who farm or fish sustainably. None of this was the norm when she started out.
It was never meant to be a traditional restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, you accept tradition, right?
No, and I embrace it and I respect it, and I feel that anybody who wants to cook Mexican food should know about, you know, about traditions in Mexican food.
But
then you have to do your own thing and you have to be creative and you have to make sure that if you're able to use certain ingredients in successful ways that you can do it.
Camara is plenty successful. Her restaurant is one of the city's most popular.
I'm going to teach you how to make a few delicious salsas.
And she's among a handful of international celebrity chefs to teach in the well-known Masterclass online education series. Her cookbook, My Mexico City Kitchen, is subtitled Recipes and Convictions. She is, as she writes, not your typical Mexican girl. The child of a Mexican father, an educator, and Italian mother, an art historian. 60s hippies, in her telling, who loved to eat but weren't much on cooking. Gabby, as she was called, spent some of her childhood in the U.S. and as a girl in Mexico, learned to make her own fresh tortillas. And many years later, in her restaurant, we saw the masa, or corn-based dough, being rolled for that day's consumption. I asked Camara, who, by the way, never had formal training as a cook or even worked in a restaurant until she opened her own, what Americans get wrong about Mexican food.
Mexican gastronomy is so wide that I think that what you have in the United States is a few things that have made their way there somehow, you know,
but
historically.
Just one little aspect.
But I think it's broadening greatly in the past year.
But it's not just Taco Bell anymore, clearly.
It's very much more than Taco Bell now. And, you know, even in places that are far from the border, it's much more than Taco Bell.
Camara has been part of that change, opening a restaurant called Cala in San Francisco in 2015. In the meantime, she's watched Mexico City become a foodie and culture destination.
Art and food in Mexico is wonderful. It has to do with globalization and social media and the awareness of how much richness there is in Mexico when it's so close to the United States.
You go back and forth across the border. You know how Americans look at Mexico. Mm-hmm. I'm coming from a news program. Mm-hmm. We're usually here reporting on
not food.
Yes, yes.
We're here on drug cartels, violence, corruption.
Totally. And that is all true.
Yeah.
But it's also true that Mexico is culturally extremely more rich than most Americans realize. And I feel that this fascination with Mexican food also has to do with the fascination of the few people who have discovered it and then feel they want to share it to the world, or they want to share it with the world or their world.
At the same time, Kamara is keenly aware that the economics of food and agriculture have a deep impact on inequities in her country.
We have a destroyed country where we can't find good heirloom corn produced in regions that historically have been producing corn for since time immemorial.
And that's gone away.
And that's been really damaged in the past 40 years. And we're importing a lot of corn from the United States. We're importing industrialized corn that isn't as nutritious, and it doesn't give people the opportunity to work. People have had to migrate to the cities here or in the United States.
So you see, I mean, there's a direct tie between food and migration, for example.
And well-being of the population of a country in general, yes, absolutely.
I mean, we're sitting in your wonderful restaurant. It's not super expensive, but it's more expensive than many people can come to, right?
So much
more.
This
is a well-heeled crowd.
Yes, totally,
right?
Totally.
And you have these very strong feelings about supporting the country and bringing up the growth and getting rid of the inequities in Mexico. Mm-hmm. How do you balance those?
Well, I have rich people come and eat food that less privileged people cook and get very well paid for. Mm-hmm. And farmers grow and get very well paid for. Yeah. Fisheries bring in responsibly and get very well paid for. So I think that you're not going to eliminate everything. It's not like, and I do think a lot about how to make, for example, food more high quality and accessible in schools or in certain communities. But the only way you make big ideas happen is if you make them happen in actual contexts, and you need to start somewhere. So I think the only change that one can actually make is the change that you can make
right here
for
at the
real.
Yeah.
Yes, and at the table, that's why it's so revolutionary. I never imagined being an activist. And now in my career as restaurateur, I realize how much activism I do in every day of my just normal work.
Changing the world, perhaps, one filling lunch at a time. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Mexico City.
And a brief update. While Gabriela Camara's San Francisco restaurant, Cala, remains closed due to the pandemic, Contramar has reopened. She also has a new restaurant opening soon in Mexico City.